Well, my name is Alf, and I'm stuck on Earth. I can't get back to my place of birth. Making the best of a bad situation, think of it as an extended vacation.
Yeah!
Now, I didn't come here looking for trouble. I'm just here doing the alien shuffle. Take it, Lynn.
Well, how do you do? My name is Lynn. I'm doing some rapping with an alien.
Yeah.
He's kind of short, a little bit furry. I'd rap some more, but I'm in a hurry.
Good, good. Hey, look who's here. His name is Willie. Come rap with us. Let's all get silly.
I'd love to, Alf, but I'm gotta get ready. I just wanted to tell Lynn that her mother needed her.
That isn't even close to rhyming.
I wasn't trying. Alf, you can come out now if you want.
Hey, Willie, come here. Listen to this. Let me know when this gets irritating, okay?
Now! Now!
It's irritating almost at once.
What was that?
Melmacian mating call. Like it?
It's charming.
Does it have any effect?
Oh, knocks him unconscious.
I'd better go. I'm beginning to feel faint.
Alf, while we're gone, I trust you won't be getting into any mischief.
You do?
Not really. But we gotta go. Come on,
what?
Come on,
what?
Out of there! Out!
What?
Oh, jeez. I never do anything right.
Change this lyric here. You want to listen to this?
Mm-hmm. Asparagus, asparagus, porters on your table. Asparagus, asparagus will make you feel more able.
What was the change you made?
Oh, I changed, according to Aunt Mabel, I changed to will make you feel more able.
I liked Aunt Mabel better.
I thought you were watching Wheel of Fortune.
I am. Buy a vowel!
I guess maybe there's another word that rhymes with table. There's grable, gable, fable, a fable.
Oh, Willie, this is a show for first graders, and it's tonight. I don't think I'd make any more big changes.
You're right. More able stays.
Fine. You're the writer. Man, honey, when you stand sideways, they can't see the letters.
I better tell Brian that Aunt Mabel is out. Where is he?
I don't know.
Oh, he's in the kitchen boning the salmon.
Oh, I'll tell him later. Now for my dramatic Verdian bridge.
Spin that sucker! What a wimp!
Could you please keep it down?
Yeah, Willie, have some consideration.
Alf, this is a very important show.
I know. It's the semifinals.
I'm not talking about the Wheel of Fortune. I'm talking about the Nutrition Follies. Brian's school pageant. Now, if you don't mind. Boning the salmon?
Here you go, Alf.
Where's the head?
Give that to me. You're not to eat boned salmon in the living room.
Fine. Who wants it without the head anyway?
Brian, come here for a minute. I made some changes in the song. I think this is going to be a lot easier for you. Here, let me show you. Asparagus, asparagus, put it on your table. Asparagus, asparagus, we'll make you feel more able.
I like that, Mabel.
Forget it, kid. You're spitting in the wind.
Let's try on your costume.
It's too big.
No, I made you a new one. This one's smaller. Come on, let's see how it looks. Hop in there. There you go. There! You are an official asparagus. What do you think?
Oh, Brian, you look so cute. You're going to make a great celery stock.
He's an asparagus. Oh.
I'd rather be a celery.
All right, everyone. We just got a few minutes now before the last rehearsal. So, Brian, why don't you and I run over the song before Spencer gets here?
I stink. Spencer says so.
Oh, what do you care what Spencer says?
Because he laughs at me and makes me forget the words. I don't like him. He's mean.
Oh, Brian, that's not fair. I'm sure Spencer has some very fine qualities.
That's not what you said last night.
Well, maybe an unkind word slipped in here or there.
Willie, you said the kid was fungus.
I didn't. Even if I did, that's not the point.
What was the point?
The point is moot. The little fungus is here now.
Oh, right. Come on, Al.
Yeah, I know. 86 the alien.
Let's go to my room.
What about the salmon?
Forget about the salmon.
Forgotten. Why would anyone throw away the head?
Remember, Brian, don't let Spencer get to you.
I'll try.
Hi there, Spencer.
Look what I got for my dad. Dr. Potato Famine. Wow. Can I look at it? No way. You might wreck it.
From your father, eh, Spence? He back in town again?
Nope, Zurich. His secretary sent this to me, but he told her to.
Spencer, why don't we try on our costume and we'll get started?
Where is it?
It's right over here.
You call that an asparagus? It looks like a zucchini.
Why don't we rehearse first, and then we'll try on the costumes, okay?
Okay. But nobody touch this. It's very expensive.
I'll guard it with my life.
Here's the material I've worked on to open up the act.
Oh, what act?
Well, I thought I'd tell some jokes to liven things up. Always open with comedy, you close with a song.
Brian, you want to come over here? We'll try this.
See if you get it right this time.
Okay.
Asparagus?
Asparagus are long and green.
Look, guys, this is something that we're trying to do. We're trying to do this together. This takes a lot of cooperation. Let's try right at the refrain. Let me just do this for you. Asparagus, asparagus, put us on your table. Asparagus, asparagus, we'll make you feel more able.
What happened to Mabel?
I changed it.
You changed it?
I changed it. I think this has more impact. You see, nobody knows who Aunt May... This is the way we're doing it, and that's it.
You're the writer.
Let's try. Okay?
Asparagus, asparagus, put us on your table.
Yeah, yeah.
Asparagus, asparagus, will make you feel at Mabel. Oh, I can't work with him.
No, Spencer, I'm sorry. I don't think the jokes about your ex-wife will work. No priests, no rabbis, and no ministers. No, Spencer, the song stays as it is. Hey, everybody. Almost showtime. Everybody ready?
Just about.
Come on, Brian. Here's your costume.
I don't want to go.
Brian, honey, it'll be a lot of fun. All your friends will be there.
Yeah, they need you.
Nobody needs asparagus.
William, may I have a word with the boy?
Alf, he's our son. and we'll handle this, all right?
Fine. I'm a dot on the horizon.
Frank, I know that Spencer bothers you, but you can't let that stop you. Now, 10, 20 years from today, nobody will remember the nutrition follies, but you will remember that you went out there, you were the best asparagus you could be.
I don't care. I don't want to do it. I'm scared.
Brian, lots of famous people get stage fright before they have to sing. I read somewhere once that Rod Stewart seizes up with stomach cramps and hyperventilates.
Lynn!
And... I'll wait in the car.
So if you really, really don't want to sing, then we'll just sit in the audience and watch.
We'll take your costume just in case you change your mind. Okay? Let's get in the car.
Oh, good. You solved it without me.
Yes, we managed to fumble through.
So, Brian, you gonna sing?
Not exactly, but we are going.
So you blew it. Listen, I think I've got a fix on the kid's problem. Mind if I talk to him alone for a minute?
Just keep it short.
Come on over here, pal.
We'll be in the car, Brian.
We are pals, aren't we?
Yeah.
So what's the problem? It's that Spencer guy, isn't it? Well, let me tell you a little story about a guy who had the same problem you did. A guy named Gordon.
Who's he?
Someone I grew up with on Melmac. Nice kid. Handsome, intelligent, great athlete, wonderful sense of humor. Ha!
It was you, wasn't it?
How'd you guess? Anyway, I was doing a little dinner...
Your name's really Gordon?
Yeah, Gordon.
That's funny.
It was my mother's maiden name, all right?
Sorry.
Anyway, back on Melmac, I was in a little dinner theater production of Man of La Mancha. I was playing Sancho Panza. It was opening night. There was a full house. I was about to sing my first number when suddenly... I froze! I was like this! Yeah!
Your name is really Gordon?
Just go with me on this, okay? I'm up there. I'm frozen. I can't remember my opening number. The audience was getting hostile. They were ready to start throwing breadsticks at me. When the guy who played Don Quixote pulled me aside and gave me this good luck charm.
A tooth?
Yeah! His 124-year molar.
Did it bring you good luck?
Ha! You bet! I got through my song, plus the impossible dream, and every other song in the show. For an encore, I even did a couple of numbers from Gypsy.
Yeah, but will it work on asparagus songs?
No problem. Don Quixote says the tooth works on vegetables, too. Look, just stick that in your back pocket... And you'll go out there and knock them dead.
Great, I will. Thanks, Gordon.
Don't worry, kid. You'll be swell. Oh, no. Brian! Hello? Jackrabbit Delivery Service? Yeah, I'm looking at your ad in the Yellow Pages. How would you feel about delivering a tooth to an asparagus? Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Let's hear it for the two garlics.
Now we'll take a short break while we air out the stage.
Hey, guys, come on. Come on, we follow the garlics.
It's gone!
What's gone?
My lucky tooth! I can't go out there!
Whoa, what lucky tooth?
The one that Alf gave me for courage.
Next on our entertainment menu, a treat from our friends in the vegetable family, I give you the asparagus.
All right, Spencer, I want you to go out there. I want you to do those jokes.
Oh, boy, my big break.
Hey, Brian, I'm trying to understand about this tooth business.
Hello? Listen, I need a cab here as soon as possible. Yeah, 167 Hemdale. It's an unassuming house that needs a paint job. Uh-huh. You'll be going to the Franklin Elementary School. How many passengers? None. Just a tooth. Hello? Hello?
A kiosk in the principal's office with the duck on his head. The principal says, "My gosh, how did this happen?" The duck says, "I don't know. It started as a growth on my foot."
What's wrong?
It wasn't funny.
No. I mean, where's Brian? Why isn't he up there?
What is this, an audience or an oil painting?
Brian, no matter how special Don Quixote's tooth may be, you can't count on something like that to give you courage.
Why not?
Because courage doesn't come from some thing. Courage comes from inside, from in you. If you can sing with a lucky charm, you can sing without one.
My teacher's so old, her social security number's in Roman numerals.
But what if I mess up, Dad?
No, you won't mess up, son. And even if you do, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you go out there and give it your best shot.
May your daughters marry substitute teachers!
But what about Spencer?
What about me? I just bombed. The meat session hates me.
They don't hate you, Spencer. I think they just don't understand comedy.
Spencer, you're crying.
No, I'm not. I was standing too close to the onions.
Look, I'm going to introduce a vegetable out there. Now, is it going to be green or red?
Well, what's it gonna be, guys?
I'm not going.
You aren't?
No, I'm scared.
You are?
Yeah, I don't think I can even remember the words of the song.
Well, you say, asparagus are long and green and good for you to eat. And I say, will make your body strong and lean. Our flavor can't be beat.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Dad?
Right. I think you better introduce the asparagus.
Where are they? I don't know, but I'm going back there.
Okay, here we go. Sit down, lady. And now, at long last, the asparagus.
Hello. Bye-bye travel? Yeah. When's your next flight to Hawaii? Oh, perfect. Good. Listen, on the way to the islands, you think we could stop at the Franklin Elementary School? Hello? Hello? It's up to me. Yeah.
I know, that was so exciting.
Hey, Alf.
Alf? What are you doing in that costume?
My uncle died.
Alf, I did it! I sang my song!
You did?
Without the lucky tooth.
He was great.
He was the best vegetable up there.
Yeah, you see, courage doesn't come from a tooth. It comes from in here.
That's close enough.
But thanks, anyway.
Yeah, come on, Brian. Come on, let's get ready for bed. Asparagus, asparagus. Brian, we were great.
Well, I'm glad the kid did so well. I guess I'll go change. It's getting hot in here.
Ow!
Yes?
I don't think your uncle really died, did he?
Then who did we bury?
I think that you were going to sneak out and bring Brian that tooth, weren't you?
I wasn't going to sneak. I was going to hotwire a car.
Whatever. You were very concerned about Brian. I think that was very sweet.
You want to hug me, don't you?
Maybe we could start with a handshake.
Deal. I feel ridiculous.